निताय गौरंग जय, निताय गौरंग जय गौर हरि,
जय निताय गौरंग जय, निताय गौरंग जय, निताय गौरंग जय गौर हरि,
प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद,
प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद, प्रभुपाद जय जय प्रभुपाद,
श्री हरि नाम संकीर्तन की
जय।
जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर शत श्रीमद दिवान सभा चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की, श्रीमद भगवत गीता की, श्री गीता जयंती की जय। जय श्री राधा दामोदर भगवान की। सो वील बी डिस्कसिंग चैप्टर 7 टुडे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम अज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्णं स्थापितं येन भूतले, स्वयं रूपः कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्ण। So, we'll just go through the first verse. So, this is where last verse of the last chapter was, Yoginam api sarvesham madgate nantaratmana shraddhavan bhajate yomam samay yukta tamomata. Many people say, we follow Krishna, but why should we think that bhakti is the only way to reach Krishna? So the answer is, if you follow Krishna, you should follow what he says. So if he clearly says, yoginam api sarvesham madgatena antaratmana shraddhavan bhajate, bhajadhatu, it means worship, that means bhakti, then sami yukta tamo mataha, that means he is the best among all the yogis. In fact, Ramanujacharya and other great acharyas, they say that actually speaking, it is not yogi nam api sarvesham, it is yogi bhya api sarvebhya. So, but Krishna deliberately uses yogi nam api sarvesham probably to have two meanings. One eho bahya meaning and one is specially for the devotees. So what is the difference between the bhakti yogi is best among all the yogis, and another meaning, which another yogi bhya api sarvebhya means, a bhakti yogi is best, one is among all yogis, bhakti yogi is best, other is yogi bhya, above all yogis, bhakti yogi is best. What is the difference? Among all yogis, bhakti yogi is best, or above all yogis, bhakti yogi is best? Correct. So, in one, when we say yogi namapi sarvesham, bhakti yogi is counted among all the yogis. Karma yogis, jnana yogis, and bhakti yogis, and ashtanga yogis. All of them are yogis. Among them is bhakti yogi is best. But what Krishna wants to say here is yogi bhya api sarvebhya, means greater than all yogis. That means he keeps bhakti yogi as separate than all other yogis. one is to say that there are many yogis, among them bhakti yogis best. In Hindi it is more clear. In Hindi we say yogiyon mein sabse shreshth bhakti yogi hai, aur dusra to yogiyon se bhakti yogi sabse shreshth. To yogiyon mein aur yogiyon se mein difference hai. So now Krishna will give him the knowledge which is required for a devotee to fix Krishna as the goal of his life. Why does Krishna speak Chatushloki Gita? Why does he speak this knowledge? Aham evasam evagre, nanyad yat sadasat param, pashad aham yadetaccha, yova shishyeta sosmiham. Why does he say this verse right in the beginning of Chatushloki? I am in the beginning, I am in the middle, I am at the end. When everything is gone, I am only there. So why does he say that? What does he expect the receiver or the listener from this? Vishwarup is just one form. Actually, even before his Vishwarup exist, surrender, yes. Impetus for surrender, impetus for connection. Don't surrender to anything else. Surrender to me. That is the only reason he speaks that. So this knowledge is required for, because somebody may say, oh, without knowledge, I can surrender to Krishna. I don't have to have knowledge of Krishna. But for any practitioner, at least for a sadhaka, he should have this knowledge of Krishna. Nobody can have complete knowledge of Krishna, but this knowledge, what Krishna reveals, that is to be had by everybody so that they can surrender. Motivation. Later on, even this knowledge is not required for surrender. When the love for Krishna develops, even this knowledge is not required. That Krishna is the Akhila Brahmanda Koti Nayak and Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Even this knowledge is not required. Simply it is required, Krishna is mine, I am Krishna. But stage of Lobha. Lobha means that one develops greed to have a particular exchange with Krishna following the wake of Vrajvasis. Okay. But till that position is attained, some Vishwas in Shastra is required. Some faith that Krishna is the object, that is required. And therefore, Krishna will speak in this chapter knowledge of the Absolute Truth. That is the only reason Krishna will speak knowledge about himself, so that the object is fixed. Oh Krishna, it is Krishna whom I want to surrender. Otherwise, there could be so many objects whom one may surrender, and that will not give the best result. One may surrender to sense gratification, one may surrender to sub-optimal truths, not the absolute truth. So therefore, knowledge of the absolute truth is given, so that one surrenders to right object. So we will start. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha, Maya Saktamana Partha, Yogam Yunjan Madashrayaha, Asamshayam Samagram Mam, Yathajnyasasi Tachrunu. So it goes, actually, the sequence is from back to front. First Tachrunu, first hear. Then Asamshayam Samagram Mam Nyasyasi. Once you hear me, you will know me Samagram, completely. Completely in a sense that to the extent you can understand me completely, to that extent you can understand me completely. In that sense, nobody can understand Krishna completely. But even Prabhupada says that Krishna cannot understand himself completely, because his knowing himself energy, when he invokes that energy, his all beautiful expanding energy and his glories that increase even further. By the time his energy tries to estimate himself, his infinite energy of estimation tries to estimate his infinite glories, by that time the glories overtake the is something like its capacity. So it has to again try to find out, oh, where is the next something like that. Have you heard this I don't know, in mathematics it is called as Achilles problem. So Achilles can never if the tortoise is in front of Achilles, then Achilles can never overtake the tortoise, because by the time it reaches the tortoise will move ahead. Like, you know, it's a funny problem. Like, so, you know, it's about something like converging series, but but the thing is, Krishna's energies can never estimate his higher energies. Like, Krishna also has higher and lower energies. So his energy of sweetness or his glory is greater than his knowing potency. So therefore it is not possible that we can completely understand Krishna, but to the extent it is required for us to surrender to Krishna, to that extent we can completely understand. And once we understand, what will happen? Yogam yunjan madashrayaha. We will be convinced to take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet, working under his shelter, ashray. And then what is the result of this? What will happen after this? Maya asaktamana. One will become completely attached to Krishna. So it's like you can say to what is the final goal of life? So if we keep on asking the question, and to the last question, if we don't find any answer, like for example, take any question, why do we breathe? To remain alive. Why do we want to remain alive? Because we want to be happy. Why do we want to be happy? Because we want to be happy. Like, you know, so then the happiness will be the final prayojan. Absolute truth, yeah, in that sense. And that happiness in its truest form is happiness of devotional service. So therefore the fruit is the final fruit. Prayojan, we call it. So, Vishwacharya Thakur writes here that Maya Asakta Mana, another explanation, Maya Asakta means at Asakti stage, one can really start experiencing Krishna directly. Till that, Vishwacharya Thakur also writes at another place, although the experience of Krishna starts with day one of one's bhajan. Although the experience of Krishna starts from the very first day of our chanting Hare Krishna or coming in front of deities, but the experience of directly experiencing Krishna comes at Asakti stage, and then it goes on increasing bhav and prem like that. So this is text 1, and Prabhupada, which he quotes this particular section most often whenever there is a question of hearing, Prabhupada will quote these 5 verses which come in Bhagavatam about hearing. Shrunvataham svakataha Krishna punya shravana kirtana rudyantasto yabhadrani vidunoti surutsatam. Why does Krishna quote this? I mean, why does Srila Prabhupada quote this? These 5 verses? Tachrunu, yes. And how hearing leads up to the stage of prema. So, it's these 5 verses actually cover all the 9 stages of devotional service. Right from hearing, which is like sadhu sangha bhajan kriya, and like that anartha nivrutti, tada rajas tamo bhava is, before that, vidunoti surutsatam, abhadrani vidunoti, that is anartha nivrutti. This bhaktir bhavati naishtiki is nishtha stage. Then tada rajas tamo bhava is ruchi stage. And then evam prasanna manaso is bhava stage. Sthitam sattve prasidati is Asakti stage. Sitam sattve prasidati, that is Asakti stage. Then evam prasanna manaso is bhava stage. And Bhagavat tattva vijnanam means direct experience of Krishna. Sakshatkar, Bhagavat Sakshatkar. So actually speaking, sometimes we say 9 stages, sometimes we say 3 stages, sometimes we say 14 stages. So it's all just like we count elements. Sometimes we divide them into 3, metal, non-metal, and whatever, metalloid or whatever, or something like that, the groups, the columns, I don't know what are they called, I forgot now, but anyway, those elements are divided into those columns, and that, you know, some are gases and something like so, but actually it is different way of categorization. So similarly, the bhakti stages are categorized in different ways. We can say Shraddha, Ratir, Bhaktir, Anukramishyati. It is counted as only 3 stages. But here there are 14 stages are mentioned. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur mentions Satam Krupa. First stage is mercy of devotees. Mahat Seva. Then he performs some service to Mahat. And which is not really with complete knowledge that he is Mahat. Therefore, it's like Agyat Sukriti. Then Shraddha. Shraddha, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, it is not just Shastra Vishwasmai Shraddha. It is not just that we have faith in scripture, but there is Pravritti to follow Shastra, which is also included in Shraddha. Do you have faith in Krishna? Yes, I have faith in Krishna. Do you follow what Krishna says? No, I don't follow. So that is not really Shraddha. So Shraddha means Sunishchaya Chikirsha. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, he writes that there is not just faith in scripture, but there is determined efforts that I want to follow scriptures. Then we can say it is Shraddha. Conviction, yes. Conviction. Rather than faith, uses conviction. Because conviction automatically means action. Right? Faith may be little shaken or okay, yeah, I believe. Like, you know, yeah, I believe in God. But I don't believe in what he says. Like, you know, so that's not really a good way of understanding. But conviction would be a good word, because somebody who is convinced of something, he will definitely act on it. Then Guru Padashray. Once one has Shraddha, one should approach Guru. Who should approach a Guru? One who has developed Shraddha, at least that I want to follow devotional service. He should approach a Guru. Bhajaneshu Spruha, then one develops a desire to perform devotional service. Bhakti, then he actually starts performing devotional service. Anartha Apagama, it is Anartha Nivritti. Then comes Nishtha, then Ruchi, then Asakti, then Rati means Bhav, then Prem. After Prem, there is Darshanam. One sees the Lord after Prem. So many times people say, how many days do we need to chant so that we can have Darshan of Krishna? So till one achieves Prem, there is no possibility that one will have Darshan of Krishna, unless it is time period where Krishna is descending on the earth, where even those who are not having Prem, not even having Shraddha, they can see Krishna. But in with that exceptional period, at all other default period, we can say default setting is such that only after Prema one can have Darshan of the Lord, and one can start experiencing the glimpses of Krishna at Asakti stage, and direct seeing Krishna only after Prema stage. Darshanam. And after one sees Krishna, Harer Madhurya Anubhav. That means one will directly taste the sweetness of Krishna's beauty, Krishna's pastimes, etc. Only after Prema stage. Like that. Ityartha Syu Chaturdashaha. These are the 14 stages, which start with hearing. Of course, we will not go into, there are different types of hearing also, but we will move ahead. So, next verse is, I will explain to you, verse number 2, Jnanam Teham Sa Vidjnanam. So, Prabhupada translates, I will give you phenomenal and numinous knowledge. So, what is phenomenal and numinous? If you see the dictionary, phenomenal means known through senses rather than through intuition. It's in dictionary, in closest match of phenomenal is, that means knowledge accessible through senses. And numinous means supernatural or holy or spiritual, or knowledge not accessible through mundane senses. So I will give you the knowledge which is accessible by mundane senses and not accessible by mundane senses. So that means entirety of knowledge. And by knowing this, there is nothing remains, of course. Like, we have completed the whole set. knowledge acquired by senses, not acquired by through mundane senses. So set plus united with complement of it, it's set. So it's like complete universal set. So now Krishna also mentions this knowledge that I am giving you, and this knowledge that people obtain is extremely rare. Manushyanam sahasreshu kaschid yatati siddhaye yatatam api siddhanam kaschin mam veti tatvatah. Out of many thousands of men, one endeavors for perfection. And among those who have achieved perfection, hardly one knows me in truth. So, actually speaking, this is the ratio of those who take to devotional service and don't take to devotional service. So it is at least, it is 1 is to million. Sahasra into Sahasra is 1 million. So it's at least 1 is to million is the ratio of those who take to Krishna consciousness and those who do not. Of course, this is not to discourage that, okay, so therefore one should be complacent. It's not like that. But the thing is, this is rarity which should make us feel fortunate. Oh, how fortunate I am. So, this is Prabhupada mentions in the purport that only the pure devotees can know something of the inconceivable transcendental qualities in Krishna. So, just like we discussed, nobody can know Krishna completely, but whatever people, whatever is to be known about Krishna, only pure devotees know. That is the thing. Which one? Siddhaye. Perfection, yes, actually speaking, perfection means transcendental realization, which the transcendental realization could be at three stages: Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. So, jnanis attain certain perfection, we can say. Yogis attain the greater perfection, and devotees attain the highest perfection. In that sense, that siddha, yes, they all three could be said as siddhaye. So, in fact, hardly there could be yogis and jnanis also. Forget about devotees. So, most of them will be going for prayas. That means, what is to be achieved in this life and next life. And actually, not even next life. Most of the times it will be, what is to be achieved just in next 5 years? How can I best enjoy this world? So most of the people are in 99.9%, Prabhupada used to mention, like, you know. Then, what knowledge is expected a devotee should be knowing about Krishna? Not just Atma Gyan, but Bhagavad Aishwarya Gyan. This is mentioned in text 4 onwards. Not just one should know that I am not this body, but one should know that whom this body and this soul belong to. That is Krishna. So that is Bhumira Pona Lova Yuhu Khammano Buddhi Revacha Ahankara Iti Yamme Bhinna Prakriti Rashtadha. So note that Krishna is calling this prakriti as bhinna prakriti. That is completely separated energy. Because many times the religionists and spiritualists, they face a problem that if world is coming from God, then God must be not so God. Right? They think that, oh, we consider God to be transcendental. If the imperfect material world is coming from God, then God cannot be called as God. So therefore, they have a big problem, big question mark in front of them. So they say that actually, okay, God has nothing to do with anything material, they say. Especially, there is always a debate whether God is immanent or transcendent. Immanent means within this world, transcendent means beyond this world. Our Vedic philosophy says he is both. He is immanent within this world as Paramatma, also transcendent, like it is clear in first shloka of Chatushloki, aham eva asam eva agare, nanyadyat sadasat param, tasmad aham yad etachya, I am also this world, I am also beyond this world. So very clear. But if one asks, just like if Dharamshala, let's take this example. There is, king owns two apartments, two buildings. One is Dharamshala and one is its own palace. So if you ask which building belongs to you, he will say both. Both are my apartments. But if you ask him which one really belongs to you, like which one do you feel possessive of? You have both the possession, but which possession do you think you are possessive of? So he will say my palace. Like do you see? So similarly, this whole material world also is Krishna's planet, and Golok Vrindavan is also Krishna's planet. But if you ask which is your planet, which is your possessive of, so he says that I am possessive of Vrindavan. So in that sense we can understand that yes, both are, just like Vishwarup is also Krishna's form, and his Shyam Sundar form is also Krishna's form. But which is really your form? He will say my Shyam Sundar form. And Vishwarup, yes, my form, he will say. So similarly, Bhinna Prakruti, my Prakruti, but Bhinna Prakruti. I don't feel so much possessive of it. I have given it for rent for different people. Oh, by the way, I just remembered. Why does Krishna create, maintain and destroy? Jiva Goswami is mentioning, yesterday I was reading Davanalpan, when Krishna drinks the entire forest fire. So there Jiva Goswami is mentioning a very beautiful thing. Why is Krishna interested in Srishti Sthiti Pralaya? Because Krishna is neutral, right? A neutral person usually doesn't do things, right? Have you heard somebody doing things neutrally, like, you know, he is not, no interest at all? Then he won't put to action into something, right? So why does it that Krishna creates, maintains and destroys? So Jiva Goswami mentions, he says that only for the sake of sadhakas in making, he is doing it. So he knows that some sadhakas in previous kalpa have not attained the perfected stage. They need the platform of material world, and therefore he glances at material energy. So that those sadhaka jivas, they again manifest and again continue their devotional practice, and he again incarnates so that he can help those sadhaka jivas and annihilates, you know, even again to give future chances to sadhaka jivas. But as a side product, other jivas also get chance. Those are not sadhaka jivas. As a side product. And of course, there is a chance created for them also, no doubt. Like, they can come in contact with their other jivas who are like sadhaka jivas, and also with those who are perfected, who also come to this material world. So they can also get chance. But the primary purpose is for the practitioner devotees. Yes. Yes. Correct. Yes. There is a reason. That is a reason. But just like I said, there are two reasons. Like, one is he is more caring for those who are already in the process, and then he's also caring for those who are not in process so that they can come in the process. No, there will be sadhakas, and there will be, so that's, therefore I said, no, there are two reasons. Reasons at two levels. So, just like if you say, is Indra, does Krishna thinks Indra of as his own? Yes, in one sense, and no, in one sense. If you say compared to Vritrasura, he doesn't consider Indra to be his own, which is clear when Vritrasura says, Swanam, Swakanam. He says, and your Karma Vishara Bhakta, Krishna doesn't consider you as Swaka. and he considers me as Swaka. Not out of pride, he is saying, but out of instruction, out of as a spiritual master. He is taking the role of a spiritual master of Indra. He is saying that, like, he is considering me as Swaka, my own. So as such, Krishna considers pure devotee, Siddha devotee as his own, Sadhak devotee as his own, Karma Mishra Bhakta also as his own, and complete outright non-devotee also as his own. But there is a gradation. So in that sense, we can say that yes, the purpose of this world is also to give chance, but higher, more interest of Krishna is in Sadhaka Bhakta. Yes, Krishna has interest, but more interest is in Sadhakas. And Jiva Goswami mentions as Anushanga. Anushanga means side product and byproduct. Other souls also get benefited. Okay. So, Prabhupada interestingly makes this point that all scientists, they are interested in these eight things. Actually, first five things. And then those who are philosophers, they are interested in philosophers but not in devotional service. They are interested in other three things. Man, Buddhi, Ahankar. They are doing MBA. And before that, all the scientists, material scientists, they are interested in first five things. But there is nobody is interested in the possessor of all these eight things. And therefore, Kashi Detati Siddhaya. And then he mentions about the jivas. Apareyam itastvanyam prakrutim vidhi me param jiva bhuta mahabaho yayedam dharyate jagat. So Krishna is saying to Arjuna that this is apara prakruti, that is inferior energy. Greater than this is prakrutim vidhi me param, superior energy, which is consisting of jiva bhutam, that means consisting of the souls. Yayadam dharyate jagat, who are holding this world. What does it mean? Krishna is saying that jivas are holding this world. How are they holding this world? The Vishwanatha Thakur mentions svobhogartam guruyate. It's not that they have no capacity to hold this world. Jivas do not have capacity to hold this world. Dharyate means they hold. They have no capacity. Dharyate, actually Krishna is only holding this world. Even material world. Gam avishyacha bhutani dharayami. Again dhara. Dhru dhara. Dhru means to hold. That's what dharani. Which the prithvi holds things together. Holding us together. Through gravity or whatever. Like, you know, or through nourishment or so many things. So gam avishyacha bhutani dharayami aham ojasa. I am holding them. I am holding the world together. And soul is by their desire holding this world. But not by their power holding this world, but by their desire to enjoy is holding this world. So Srila Prabhupada mentions, while exploiting the gross and subtle inferior energy, the superior energy forgets his real spiritual mind and intelligence. So even Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that we have spiritual mind, spiritual intelligence, spiritual senses, but they are covered over by our current material senses by anadi karma phale padi bhavaranava jale tari bare na dekhi upay jiva krishna das karale kara vishwas karle tava bhaya nahi. So and as soon as one turns his face towards Krishna, then he understands that I am not supposed to enjoy this material energy. In fact, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions it's a very vikrut desire. He explains that prakruti, jiva is a prakruti and material energy is also prakruti. So prakruti trying to enjoy a prakruti is a very inappropriate. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he mentions that it is completely against the nature of the soul. And then he understands that how all any prakruti, whether material energy or spiritual energy, is to be enjoyed by Krishna, who is the Purusha. So and then Krishna mentions that in text 6, that all these etad yonini bhutani sarvani iti upadharaya aham krishnasya jagatah prabhava pralayas tatha I am the prabhava pralaya origin and dissolution and Prabhupada gives this analogy that a small person can be a owner or origin of a small factory or creator of a small factory, but a big person is owner of big factory, or similarly we can say that a supreme person is the owner of supreme factory. So this is material world is a supreme factory. So then Krishna mentions his relationship with this material world in more details. He already mentioned it is my bhinna prakruti, but now in more details. Matta parataram nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya mai sarvamidam protam sutre manigana iva. So not only that I am karya, I am present as karan, but I am also present as karya. That means not only that I am cause, I am also effect. So without me, because there even the karya or the effect is resting on me. Just like the cause is resting on me, the effect is also resting on me. The cause of this universe, this world is Garbhodakshaya Vishnu. He is also resting on me, Shirodakshaya Vishnu, Garbhodakshaya Vishnu, Mahavishnu. He is also resting in Krishna, in a sense that expanding from Krishna. And the material elements, pradhan, etc., are also Krishna's energies. So both cause and effect are the connected to Krishna. How? Sutre manigana iva. Everything rests on Krishna, just like poles, they are held together by the string. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that this is okay, the analogy given by Krishna is good, but better analogy will be Acharyas have that power of attorney or whatever you can call it, power to do that. They can correct Krishna also. Just like, who was there? Yeah, this Ishwar Puri, he gave his book for editing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu says, no, how can I edit the book of a pure devotee? Whatever you wrote is perfect. He says, no. You know, if the book has to be published, it should be grammatically correct and everything. So you do the proofreading and everything. So Mahaprabhu says, okay, I will run my spell check and my software. And he said, oh no, this particular verse which has you have used parasmaipat, rather instead of you have used atmanipat, there should be parasmaipat. And then Ishwar Puri says, okay, good that you have found something. Then Ishwar Puri goes home and then he thinks over it, and next day he says to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no, I think atmanipat is correct. And then Gauranga Mahaprabhu, he laughs and he says, yes, Guru Maharaj, whatever you said is correct. Like, so the pure devotees have the prerogative to even correct God, the Lord. So he says the better drishtanta will be kanake kundaladivat. Rather than sutre maniganaiva, better analogy is kanake kundaladivat. So instead of saying I am like a string in pearls, the better analogy should be I am the gold in the ornaments. Because gold in the ornaments are not just resting on the gold, but they are made up of gold. They cannot exist without, at least pearls can exist without string, right? But the ornament cannot exist without gold. So similarly, the things in this world cannot exist without Krishna. So this analogy is better. Like, you know. Anyway, so that is Chakravarti Path. So then, not just I am Antaryami, present as Antaryami, I am the essence of everything also. So this is mentioned in next four verses. Rasoham apsu Kaunteya Prabhasmi Shashi Surya Yoho Pranavaha Sarva Vedeshu Shabdakhe Paurusham Nrishu. So there is compassion of Krishna involved here, because Krishna said, you can know me, experience me only after Asakti stage. So till that time, what should we do? Play cards? So Krishna says, no, you can experience me through, when you see sunlight, you can experience me. When you drink water, you can experience your drinking water. You can experience me. As you can at least become aware of me. So become aware that this is resting on my energy. We cannot say that this is Krishna personally, but it depends. Like, you know, if somebody is so Krishna conscious, then Krishna can manifest actually as taste of water to him. But let's say, as a practitioner's level, it definitely provides a trigger for our remembrance of Krishna. When we are reading in sunlight or whichever kind of light, so we can remember that this is Krishna's energy. So it makes us more Krishna conscious. So this is compassion of Krishna. Sridhar Swami mentions that because our mind is going everywhere, therefore Krishna is allowing us, okay, wherever you see, you can think of me. Because we cannot focus on Krishna completely all the 24 hours. You know, just like Mahaprabhu, what he used to do? He would take darshan of Jagannath, then chant. Then take darshan of Jagannath, then chant. Then that whole day he would do this thing. Like, you know, when darshan is closed, he would chant kirtan. When darshan is open, he will see Jagannath. But yes, Prabhu. Yes. So yes, so Krishna is providing a tool for karma yogis, jnana yogis and bhakti yogis, verse by verse, and dhyana yogis, that okay, you interact with these things, so you remember me when you are doing your meditation. Or you interact, oh karma yogi, you are interacting with maybe the object of sacrifice, and therefore while doing sacrifice you can remember me. So something like that, right? So thank you. So this is Krishna's compassion, his mercy, that he is making himself available. So it's one thing is that Ramanujacharya mentions that Krishna has two aspects. One is Ishwaratva, one is Saulabhatva. Ishwaratva means he is all proprietor, omniscient, omnipotent, he can do anything. Kartum, akartum, anyatha, kartum, samartha. So that is Ishvara. But another quality of Krishna is Saulabhatva. He is ready to come as deities so that we can dress him and offer paraphernalia to him. And he is ready to reveal through his words the knowledge that, oh, even while drinking water, we can remember him. Like that, you know? So Saulabhatva becomes more available. So therefore, Kavi Karnapura also mentions that just like Krishna's, and even Krishna's human-like pastimes are also his compassion. Because, okay, one can relate with Krishna's creation, pastime, and through intelligence, but one can more relate with Krishna's human-like pastime through emotions. Right? So, Kavi Karnapura, he mentions that Ganga, when she is on the head of Shambhu, she is worshipable, no doubt. But she becomes more relevant when she comes down. So that devotees can take bath in her, offer lamps in her water. And so she becomes more pleasure, I mean, she expands the pleasure by coming down to reciprocate with the love of devotees. So, so Saulabhatvam is also a very important aspect, apart from Ishwaratvam. Oh, I am the Ishwar, I am the control. Okay, but I am also available. Right. So next verse. So he's saying that I am the essence of water. I am the light of moon and sun. I am the Omkar in the all Vedas, and I am the ability in men. So if we see somebody who is especially dexterous in doing something, we can remember Krishna, that this ability is coming from Krishna. So पुण्यो गंधा पृथिव्यां च तेजश्चास्मि विभावसौ जीवनं सर्वभूतेषु तपश्चास्मि तपस्विषु. सो आई एम द फ्रैग्रेंस ऑफ अर्थ, आई एम द ग्लो ऑफ द फायर, आई एम द लाइफ इन ऑल लिविंग एंटिटीज, एंड आई एम द ऑस्टेरिटी इन ऑल मेन. सिमिलरली आई एम ओरिजिनल सीड ऑफ ऑल एग्जिस्टेंस, आई एम द इंटेलिजेंस ऑफ द इंटेलिजेंट एंड प्रोवेस ऑफ पावरफुल. सो देन ही सेज दैट नॉट ओनली दैट आई एम द स्ट्रेंथ ऑफ द स्ट्रांग डिवाइड ऑफ पैशन एंड डिजायर, आई एम द सेक्स लाइफ विच इज नॉट कॉन्ट्ररी टू रिलीजियस प्रिंसिपल धर्म अविरुद्धो भूतेशु. कृष्णाश्री ठाकुर रहे स्वभार्यायाम पुत्रोत्पत्ति मात्र उपयोगी, दैट मीन्स द यूनियन विच हेल्प्स विच इज ओनली फॉर द कॉज ऑफ पुत्र उत्पत्ति, दैट मीन्स गेटिंग अ सन और डॉटर इन वंस ओन लीगली मैरिड वाइफ. ओ कृष्णा, सो इफ यू आर इन एवरीथिंग देन हाउ कम पीपल डोंट नो यू, इफ यू आर एवरीवेयर देन हाउ कम पीपल डोंट नो यू. सो दिस इज टेक्स्ट 12. ये चैव सात्विका भावा राजसास्तामसाश्च ये मत्त एवेति तान् विद्धि नत्वहं तेषु ते मयि त्रिभिर्गुणमयैर्भावैर् एभिः सर्वमिदं जगत् मोहितं नाभिजानाति मामेभ्यः परमव्ययम्. सो ऑल थ्री मोड्स आर इन मी बट आई एम नॉट इन देम, इन अ सेंस आई एम नॉट अफेक्टेड बाय मोड्स, बट मोड्स हैव देयर एग्जिस्टेंस ड्यू टू मी. Their existence is resting on me, and the whole world is bewildered by these three modes, and therefore they cannot understand me, although I am present everywhere. So how come they are not, how come they are affected by modes? So Vishwanathaguru Thakur writes, those who are prominently affected by goodness and with portion of passion, they are brahmanas. They also cannot know Krishna because of they are also governed by modes. Those who are prominently guided, governed by high passion and some goodness, they are Kshatriyas. Those who are prominently governed by high passion and some ignorance, they are Vaishyas. They also cannot know. Those who are prominently governed by high ignorance and there is little passion, they are Shudras. They also cannot know Krishna. They are Trivir Gunavair Bhavair Evi Sarvam Idam Jagat. So, and those are only governed by high ignorance. They are less than Shudras. Definitely they cannot know Krishna. Of course, these are relative terms, Sattva, Raja, Tama. Because in Vedic culture, even Shudras would follow proper principles. So, saying that they are high ignorance and low passion, it's a relative standard. They will follow the three varnas properly. They will assist them in their sacrifices. They will assist them in their progress. So therefore they are not the Shudras. In general, the dictionary meaning could be different, but the Vedic dictionary meaning is different. Who is a Shudra? So none of these can understand Krishna because Param Avyayam, Krishna is beyond the three modes. So by staying in the modes, one cannot understand Krishna. So to know Krishna, one has to develop the qualities like that of Krishna. That means, Bhaktyamam Abhijanati Yavan Yashchasmi Tattvataha. Prabhupada mentions, when even those who are in goodness cannot understand, what hope is there for those in passion and ignorance? So those who are in sattva gun, they also cannot understand. Then what to speak of those who are in sattvaika tana gatayo? Those who are in sattvaika tana, Prahlad Maharaj prays, brahmadayo suragana. Though Brahmaji and others with the sattvaika tana, they cannot understand you. Then ugarajati, I am ugarajati, I am born in a demon family. How can I understand you? But there is chance that I can understand you because you are understood only by devotion. So then comes this very Now that so problem is given, the whole world is covered by Maya. What is the solution? Next verse.
Daivi esha gunamai mama maya duratyaya mameva ye prapadyante maya metam tarantite.
This divine energy of mine, consisting of three modes of material nature, is difficult to overcome. But those who have surrendered unto me can easily cross beyond it. In one class, His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he said that this is an understatement. Difficult to overcome. Actually, it is impossible to overcome. Therefore, it is called as Durga. Durga means difficult to cross over. But actually, the meaning is impossible to cross over. It is like Shwalangulena Ati Titar Titar Titarthi Sindhum. That trying to take shelter of anything other than Krishna and trying to cross over the ocean is like trying to hold the tail of a dog and cross an ocean. So Prabhupada writes there that okay, dogs can swim, but does it mean that holding their tail you will be able to cross the ocean? No. So, and probably they will bite, first of all. Like if you, because you know, by a swimming dog, if you hold its tail. So the person will drown and the poor dog will also drown because of that. So therefore Prabhupada mentions here that how come inferior energy can overpower superior energy? That is also another question which religionists, spiritualists, they try to figure out. If they try to understand by their own, it's very difficult to understand how it can happen. So the answer is by the will of Supreme. So there is inferior energy, there is superior energy, and superior energy can come under it by the inferior, by the Supreme will, which is even the above both the energies. So therefore this Atma Mayam Rute Rajan Parasyanu Bhavatmana Na Ghate Artha Sambandha Svapna Drashtu Rivanjasa. So without the supreme energy of Krishna, the spiritual potency of Krishna, the superior energy cannot come under the inferior energy. So he has made this system. It's not that those who want to come under material energy, they have only come under material energy. Not that everybody, all superior energies are under material energy. Yes, like in a, it's a law of Supreme. Will of the Supreme is to give the free will to the living entity to either choose Krishna or to choose Maya. And he stays neutral. Okay, you choose. I will. Yeah, so we can say law of the Supreme, which is also, in a sense, will of Supreme to give the law. Just like judge gives a neutral judgment, but it's his judgment in that sense. And then Krishna explains, who are those who do not do prapadyante, mamevai prapadyante, and who are those who do prapadyante. So text 15, those who don't, mamevai na prapadyante. And then text 16, mamevai prapadyante, who are those who surrender, don't surrender, and those who surrender. And next section will be to those who surrender but not to me. So we'll see.
Namam duskriti no mudha prapadyante naradhamaha mayaya aparuta jnana asuram bhavamashritaha.
So who are those miscreants? Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind. Knowledge is stolen by illusion and partake atheistic nature. These four types of demons, these four types of miscreants do not surrender unto me. So Prabhupada gives four meanings, and we will also see Vishwanathacharya Thakur's four meanings of these four words. Almost they are overlapping, but we will see. Little difference. So Dushkrina Mudha. Mudha are those who are grossly foolish, like hard-working beast of burden. That means they have no other business but to work for fruits. So they have no time for Krishna. Their whole time goes in eating, sleeping and working hard. So this is mudhas. Then Prabhupada mentions this, like, the swine who eat night soil do not care to accept sweetmeat made of sugar and ghee. Similarly, foolish worker will untiringly continue to hear the sense enjoyable tidings of the flickering mundane world, but will have very little time to hear about the eternal living force that moves the material world. So they are mudas. Then second type of dushkriti are naradhamas, lowest of mankind. That means those who are most uncivilized. That means those who have no religious principles must be considered naradhamas. That means below varnashram. Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that varnashram is the wall of spiritual life. Wall of spiritual life. To the extent varnashram is followed in any community, it can be considered as human society. To the extent varnashram is followed in any society, anywhere. But the principles of varnashram are to be followed, like, first of all, the society should be God conscious, and then they should be offering their duties to Krishna. This is in summary, nutshell, what is varnashram. They should be God conscious, doing their work for Krishna, and they may desire heavenly planets and good prosperity in this world and the next, or even liberation. So they are varnashram society, which are civilized. Those who are below civilized, no religion, no God in picture, they are naradhamas. Probably they don't even have knowledge of Krishna. So therefore, they are also called as dushkriti. Maya aparata jnanam. Those who may be erudite, literati, scientists, etc., but the illusory energy misguides them. So they may be very intelligent, but illusory energy traps them in this world. And asuram bhavam ashirita means outrightly, openly atheistic. So very envious of God himself, and they try to decry the personality of Godhead. So those were atheistic. Now Vishwanathaswami Thakur gives another four definitions. Naradhama means those who are svechaya eva bhakti tyaginaha. That means by their own will they give up the process of devotional service. They came in contact with devotees, they took up to Krishna consciousness, but by their own will they thought that, oh, let me go back, I don't like this Krishna consciousness, and then they give it up. So there Krishna calls them as naradhama, according to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, because they were given the opportunity and still they chose maya over Krishna. Maya aparata jnana means shastra adhyapanadi matve api narayana murti reva sarvakaliki bhakti prapya natu krishna rama murti iti manushim manyamana. That means even though they are so learned in scriptures, they interpret the scriptures thinking that, oh, only Lord Narayan is the eternal form of Godhead, but not Krishna and Ram. Why? Because they appeared on this earth, and therefore they are human forms. They are not the forms of God. Those who think like that, they are maya aparata jnana. They have knowledge of scripture, but maya took their knowledge, and now they are interpreting this way. So that this is probably in his time such people were very prominent, who were saying that Krishna and Ram cannot be supreme because they came in human form. Only Vaikuntha Narayan, he is the supreme. Like that, those were saying like that. So now we come to those who surrender to Krishna. Of course, Krishna will talk about both Mishra and pure devotees who surrender to Krishna, because both are called as Vaishnavas, actually. Even those who desire material profit from Krishna are also Vaishnavas. Not Shuddha Vaishnavas, but Mishra Vaishnavas, but they go by the name Vaishnavas. That means they are Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas. They are also called as Vaishnavas. Because they take exclusive shelter of Krishna, even for their Swarga or Moksha or whatever they want, desire. And then there are Shuddha Sadhakas, that means those who don't desire Anyabhilashita Shunyam Jnana Karmadhyanavratam. They are also called as Vaishnavas. So, Mishra Vaishnavas and Shuddha Vaishnavas. Or Pradhani Buddha Bhaktas and Shuddha Bhaktas. Chaturvidha Bhajante Maam Jana Sukrutin Orjunam Artojidnyasurarthi Jnani Cha Bharatarshabha. O best among Bharatas, four kinds of pious men begin to render devotional service unto me. Distressed, desirer of wealth, inquisitive, and he in, who is in search of knowledge of absolute. So I'll just try to just a moment. I think it's because Vishwanathacharya Thakur gives a very big commentary on this. I'll try to summarize this particular. This is a very important shloka. It summarizes practically most of the practitioners. Okay. Tari ketvam bhajantam, who worship you? Chaturvida, four types. Sukrutam varanashram achara lakshano dharma. Sukrutino, these are the people who follow varanashram and also perform bhakti. That means mostly he is talking about pradhani bhuta bhaktas. Tatra arto, arta means rogadi apatti grasta. That means his arta will he'll be worshipping Krishna because, oh Krishna, I have this diabetes, please remove my diabetes or whatever, like, you know, or I have this problem or please remove this problem. Rogadi grasta. Tan nivrutta kamaha, that means he wants to be freed from disease. Jidnyasu Atma Jnanarthi, Vyakranadi Shastra Jnanarthiva. That means Jidnyasu means Atma Jnan. He is interested in self knowledge, may not be interested in God knowledge, but interested in, oh Krishna, who am I? Like, you know, I want to know who am I. Atma Jnanarthi, may not be Krishna Jnanarthi. Or Vyakranadi Shastra Jnanarthi. He knows Vyakran and other things, other scriptures, and therefore he has become interested. Vyakran, not the Bhakti Shastra. And he also becomes inquisitive in Krishna. Then Artharthi, Kshiti Gaja Turaga Kamini Kanaka Aihika Paratrika Bhogarthi. That means he wants Kshiti, that means he wants kingdom, elephants and horses and Mercedes and Toyota, whatever, Lamborghini. Kamini, that means this is the same, that this has not changed. Wanting to enjoy the company of women. Ahika, this lifetime, and Paratrika, next lifetime. That means he wants not just he wants, what is it called? Current and future prospects also he needs. Then Ete Trayaha, then Jnani, okay. These three are mostly grihasthas, and Jnani is a sannyasi, he mentions. Okay, yes. Iti ete pradhani bhuta bhakti adhikarina chatvaro nirupita. These are four called as pradhani bhuta bhakti adhikari. So, first three are karma mishra bhakti, last one is jnana mishra bhakti. Artha jidnyasur artharthi is karma mishra bhakti, Jnani is jnana mishra bhakti. According to current present context, Vishwanathacharya Thakur will also give another meaning of Jnani, but later. At one another place, he says that Jnani is Shuddha Bhakta. Bhagavad Aishwarya Jnani, and he quotes Ramanujacharya. Jnani also means Shuddha Bhakta. Usually we, it's not that word Jnani is the monopoly of Jnana Margis, of those who are after Brahma Jnana. But rather Bhagavad Aishwarya Jnanis are also real Jnanis in that sense. Okay. Okay. And he mentions that the Kevala Bhakti, which is devoid of Jnana and Karma, is mentioned in the verses Mayasaktamanaparth Yogam Yunjanmadashari. The first verse was talking about Kevala Bhakti, Shuddha Bhakti. Then Ananya Cheta Satatam Yomam Smarati Nityasha. This comes in 8th chapter, I think. Then in 9th, Mahatmanastama Amparth Devim Prakriti Mahashrita. This is also Kevala Bhakti. Then Ananyashinda Yanto Mam Yejana Paryupasate Tesham Nityabhi Yuktanam Yogakshemam Vahamyam. Also Ananya Bhakti means Kevala Bhakti. So these are Pradhani Bhuta and Kevala. Only two types of Bhakti are mentioned in middle 6 chapters. So first 6 chapters were talked about Guni Bhuta Bhakti, and last 6 chapters are also mainly talking about Guni Bhuta Bhakti. Only the middle 6 chapters are talking about Pradhani Bhuta Bhakti and Kevala Bhakti. There will be some verses here and there which will talk about pure Bhakti, like Sarva Dharman Parityajya, etc. But predominantly, and therefore only Pradhani Bhuta and Kevala Bhaktas are called as Vaishnavas, while Guni Bhuta Bhaktas are not called as Vaishnavas. They are known by Karma Yogis, Jnana Yogis or Ashtanga Yogis. Where will all these people go? The Karma Yogi, Sakam Karma Yogi, Sakam Karma Yogi or Karma Kandi, they will go to Swarga if they do their things nicely, if they play their cards right. They will go to Swarga. Nishkam Karma, Jnana Yogi, Ashtanga Yogi will attain moksha. Pradhani Bhutasu Bhaktasu. Okay. The Sakama Bhaktas, that means Karma Mishra Bhaktas, the Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas, Arthas, Jinyasun and Artharthis, those who worship Krishna for some material gain, you know, Gaja Kamini Turaga Bhogarthi, they will get their own thing, what they desired, plus they will get bonus because they worship Krishna. What is that bonus? They will get Sukha Aishwarya Pradhan Salokya Mukti. They will go to Vaikuntha to enjoy Sukha Aishwarya. Spiritual vacation they will enjoy in Vaikuntha. Pradhani Bhuta Bhakta. And not just the happiness in this world and the next, but beyond that also they will attain. And the Jnanis, that means Jnanveshara Bhaktas, will attain Shantarati, just like Sanaka and others. And if Krishna's compassion is more on this Mishra Bhaktas, then they will attain Shuddha Bhakti also, Dasya Bhakti, etc. also. And if these devotees, Karma Mishra Bhaktis, Karma Mishra and Jnana Mishra Bhaktas, till the fag end of their practice, they didn't happen to meet any pure devotee or take their Sangha, then this thing will happen. But if they happen to meet pure devotees and they happen to upgrade their consciousness, then they will also become Shuddha Bhaktas. Any question here? Yes, bro. Correct, yes. Dhruva Maharaj, till he received the touch of conchal of this is explained by Chakravarti Pada, I think, till he received the touch of the conchal of Lord Narayan, Prushni Garbha, before that he was Pradhani Bhuta Bhakta. As soon as Pradhani Bhuta Bhakta can become a pure devotee by Bhakta Kurupa or Bhagavat Kurupa. So Shaunaka, these rishis were also Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas till Suta Goswami came in their lives, and then they became, in his association, they became pure devotees. So from that moment onwards they are pure devotees. Till that time they were Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas, which is also good. They will also be designated by the name Vaishnavas, and that where Suta Goswami came in their lives, they became Shuddha Bhakta. So Dhruva Maharaj, because he followed Narad Muni's advice nicely, like Pradhani Bhuta Bhaktas also have a guru, by the way. They have to have a guru. So he accepted Narad Muni, and by influence of Narad Muni's compassion, Lord gave him Krupa and made him into pure devotee. And from so the moment the conch shell touched his head, or he saw Lord in his meditation at the end of 6 months, that moment onwards immediately became pure devotee, and he continued his devotion, pure devotion ever after. Means he had the proper guru, and he took the proper mantra, and therefore he had the darshan of the Lord by this. But that darshan is not to be compared by the darshan where that one gets, which a premi bhakta gets by doing the prema bhakti sadhana for prema bhakti. That his darshan, the darshan that is the ultimate darshan, okay. And Dhruva Maharaj will also get that once he reaches that perfection, prema. He will also see the Lord, but he will not be able to appreciate the fullest extent of the Lord. He will see the Lord as a merciful reciprocator of his desires, but he will not see him the way Narad Muni saw Krishna at the end of his meditation. He had attained the prema at that stage. When he suddenly, as a flash, he saw Krishna, then Krishna said, "Oh, till now, to intensify your love, I will not show myself to you," like that. So that darshan is different from this darshan. So they may get, if they follow the process properly. Pradhani Bhuta Bhakta can also have the darshan of the Lord. Okay, what happens to Shuddha Bhakta, Sadhaka, Shuddha Bhakti Sadhaka? They will become Parshads of the Lord. That means they will attain their particular Parshad Roop in the spiritual world. That means Prema. They will attain Prema towards Lord. Not just Sukha Ishwarattara, Prema Sevottara Mukti, but Prema Bhakti. Yes, Prabhu. So, Daksha and others, so they see Krishna as Yajnapati. They can't see Krishna as Vaikunthapati. So, seeing Krishna itself has different hierarchy. So, we have Yajnapati, we have Karma Mishra Bhaktas, or even Karma Kandis. They see, even they happen to see Krishna, then it is Yajnapati form of Krishna they see. Then, those who are working for liberation, they worship Krishna, they will see Krishna as Kaivalyapati. And those who serve Krishna with love and devotion, but the Aishwarya forms of Krishna, like Lord Narayan, they will see Vaikunthapati. And those who are performing bhakti, following the footsteps of Rajvasis, they will see Gokulpati. So see, so you have Yajnapati, Kaivalyapati, Vaikunthapati and Gokulpati. So depending on which, ye yathamam prabadhyante, tans tathaiva bhajamyam. So they may have the darshan of Krishna, but only the Yajnapati aspect of Krishna. So so they will become the Parshads of Krishna, those who serve with pure devotion. So we will take 2-3 more verses and probably we will continue on Monday. Is it fine? Because the time is one more chapter, yes. We'll start where we left and we'll try to cover the next chapter also. Okay. So, Tesham Jnani Nitya Yukta Eka Bhaktir Vishishyate Priyo Hi Jnani Notyartham Aham Sacha Mama Priyaha. So Jnani is better than others, that means Jnana Mishra Bhakta is better than Karma Mishra Bhakta, he is saying. Krishna is saying, why? Because better concentration. due to concentration, more concentration. In that sense, he is better. So Eka Bhaktir means he is Jnanamishra Pradhanibhuta Bhakta or he is Namamatra Jnani but actually Keval Bhakta. So last verse we saw that Jnani could mean Jnanamishra Bhakta or Jnani could mean Bhagavad Aishwarya Jnani Shuddha Bhakta. So here both meanings are given. Also, this is interesting. If somebody who had attained Brahman realization, like Sukadeva Goswami in past time, if he takes to Shuddha Bhakti, he need not be cautioned about Puja, La, Pratishtha and other things. Because there is no anarthas there. He starts with Ruchi stage only. Like Nishtha Ruchi stage only. There is no anartha only, right? So, of course, it's not a recommended. It doesn't mean that, oh, therefore one should go for Jnana first and then attain Brahma Jnana and then switch to pure devotional service because one will start with Nishtha. It's not like that because actually, if one starts with pure devotional practice, he will reach that station faster than the other person. Does it make sense? Because Anartha Nivritti also can happen by bhakti only, the faster and in complete way. So there is no, this is not the message here that, okay, Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions this, that those who are attained Brahman knowledge and by devotee's mercy he takes to Krishna consciousness, he need not be cautioned about anarthas. Why? Because he doesn't have anarthas. He only needs to be cautioned about desire for mukti but not desire for bhukti. That is the only thing. Some very interesting last verse we will see, 18th. Udara sarva evaite jnani tu atmaiva me matam asthita sahi yuttatma mame vanuttamam gatim. All these are magnanimous. All these artha jnyasu artha jnani, they are all magnanimous, but among them jnani is like me only. So now if he is mentioning Jnana Mishra Bhakta to be like me only, then devotees will ask him, Krishna, then what about devotee? So the Krishna says, obviously Krishna says that devotees are greater than me. If I am saying Jnana Mishra Bhakta is equal to me, then Shuddha Bhakta is greater than me. So this is what he says to Uddhava. Na tatha me priyatama atma yonir na shankaraha na cha sankarshano na shrir na evatma cha yatha bhavan. O Uddhava, you are dear to me more than priyatama, more dear to me than atma yoni, that is Lord Brahma, na shankara, than even Lord Shiva, than sankarshan, my own brother, than Shri Lakshmi, and than my own body, my own self. You are more dear to me. So this is bhakti amsha. This has to be understood in proper context. Like, it is bhakti amsha. From the consideration of bhakti, that means he is saying that relationships other than bhakti cannot dominate the relationship purely based on bhakti. That is what he is saying. Otherwise, actually speaking, where is Uddhava's devotion coming from? Sankarshan only. Because it is Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions that all the Gokul Parshadas who are in Vatsalya, Sakya, etc., they are expanding from Baldev. So definitely Baldev has greater devotion than all of them. But to make a point, even Baldev is not dear to me than, oh, you Subal, if Krishna says like that. This doesn't mean that Balramji is minimized in certain way or something. No, actually he is saying that a relationship which is based on devotion, I give priority to that. Devotion based relationship is more important than familial relationship. Yes, that's the understanding here. But if the familial relationship, who is having familial relationship with Krishna? Those who are devotion only they are having familial relationship. But Krishna is just making a point here. So, okay, I think we will take just one more verse so that it completes the section. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan mam prapadyate
ವಾಸುದೇವಃ ಸರ್ವಮಿತಿ ಸಮಹಾತ್ಮಾಸು ದುರ್ಲಭಃ. ವನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಗೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನ್ ಆರ್ ಭಗವದ್ ಐಶ್ವರ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಸಾರಿ ದ ನಾಲೆಜ್ ಆಫ್ ದ ಡಿಸೈರ್ ಫಾರ್ ಲಿಬರೇಷನ್ ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ಸರ್ವಿಂಗ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ದಟ್ ಜ್ಞಾನಿ ವಿಲ್ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಸರ್ವಿಸ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಮೆನಿ ಮೆನಿ ಲೈಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಬೈ ಯಾದೃಚ್ಛಿಕ ಸಂಘವಶಾತ್ ಬೈ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಹಿ ವಿಲ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಕಮ್ ಟು ಅ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಡಿವೋಷನಲ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟೀಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಂಪರ್ಸನಲಿಸ್ ದೇ ಕೋಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೇಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ಸಿ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಸರ್ವಂ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಇಸ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಎನಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಎಸ್ ಗುಡ್ ಎಸ್ ಸರೆಂಡರಿಂಗ್ ಟು ಗಾಡ್ ಬಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಇಂಟ್ರೆಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ ಇಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಹಿಯರ್ ಜ್ಞಾನವಾನ್ ಮಾಂ ಪ್ರಬದ್ಧತೆ ಈ ಮೆನ್ಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಸೇ ಜ್ಞಾನವಾನ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ಪ್ರಬದ್ಧತೆ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಇಸ್ ಸರ್ವಂ ಹಿ ಡಸಂಟ್ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ ಟು ಸರ್ವಂ ಈ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಸ್ ಟು ವಾಸುದೇವ್ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ಬಿ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟುಡ್ ಇಂಟೆಲಿಜೆಂಟ್ಲಿ ಬೈ ಈವನ್ ದ ಇಂಪರ್ಸನಲಿಸ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ ಯು ನೋ ಹಿ ಸರೆಂಡರ್ಸ್ ಟು ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಓನ್ಲಿ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಅಂಡ್ ವಿಲ್ ಜಸ್ಟ್ ರೀಡ್ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ ಒನ್ ಲೈನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದೆನ್ ವಿಲ್ ಎಂಡ್ ಸೊ ರಿಯಲೈಸಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ದಟ್ ವಾಸುದೇವ ಸರ್ವಂ He becomes attached to supreme personality of Godhead and surrenders to him. At such a time, one can understand that Lord Krishna's mercy is everything. So, very interesting take by Srila Prabhupada. Vasudeva Sarva means, not that all objects are Vasudev. Okay, that is the face meaning. But Prabhupada says, Krishna's mercy is everything. All mercy is Krishna. He understands Krishna's mercy is everything, that he is the cause of all causes, and this material manifestation is not independent of from him. That is the meaning of Vasudeva Sarvam. The Krishna's mercy is everything. This material manifestation is not independent of him. It is cause of all causes. So this is understood by Bahunam Janmanam Ante, which a devotee can understand is in this Janma, Janmanam before Ante. So I think we will end here. We just saw how Krishna explains his knowledge which is required for object fixation and how he is relationship with this material world and how he is so compassionate that he extends himself saying that oh even if you remember even if you see this remember me if you even if you see that remember me and after that he says that although I am everywhere people cannot access me because they are covered by modes if you want to go across the modes then you surrender unto me mamevaya prapadyante mayam etantarantide then he explains those who don't surrender unto me namam duskrutino mudha then he explains those who surrender unto me artha jidnyaso artharthi and he calls him udara sarva evaide so last point how come he is calling udara magnanimous at one place he is saying that they are all fools krishna kahe ama bhaje mage vishay sukha amrut chhadi vishay mage sei bado murkh so are they udara or are they murkh So Krishna, please make up your mind. What are they? So the understanding is, yes, in one aspect, from one angle, they are udar because at least they are coming to Krishna for whatever they require. But if they keep doing that forever, then they are murkha. Because now you have Shuddha Bhakta Sangha, why don't you upgrade yourself? Like, you know? So somebody joins the school, yes, he is very intelligent. But is in the same standard for 4 years, 5 years, then he will be called as fool. Like, you know, so he has to upgrade. Anyway, so Jai Srimad Bhagavad Gita ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Gita Gaur Premanand.